You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A police officer who's been under protest, now under arrest. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Those demonstrations have gone on for a week in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, after a teenage boy was shot and killed running from a traffic stop. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rosfeld is charged with criminal homicide in the death of 17-year-old Antoine Rose Jr., who is black. Rosfeld, who had just been sworn in about an hour and a half before the incident, is accused of shooting Rose three times in the back as Rose ran away from a car that had been pulled over and was suspected to have been involved in a different shooting. No weapon was found on Rose, but he did have an empty gun clip in his pocket, Dave.
Tanya, federal judges ordered the Trump administration to reunite families separated at the border within 30 days. Kids 5 and under should be given back to parents in 14 days. The judge also ordered an end to separating families, though an executive order did stop that last week. President Trump just tweeted, the House should today pass a strong and fair immigration bill.
Clearly, we haven't been able as Republicans to get an agreement on how best to do this.
Congressman Steve Scalise, unsure if there are enough votes. There's no Democrat support. One of the top Democrats in the House voted out of Congress. Joe Crowley was upset in his New York City district by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a 28-year-old socialist Democrat.
I cannot believe these numbers right now, but I do know that every single person here has worked their butt off.
She's the first Democratic challenger to defeat an incumbent congressman in this year's primaries. National Security Advisor John Bolton is in Moscow, meeting with President Putin, trying to work out a possible summit with President Trump at a time when our relations with Russia are strained.
There have been sanctions. We've expelled Russians from this country, Russian officials from this country, obviously not once but twice.
Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway. Of course, the Trump campaign's ties to Russia are still being investigated by the special counsel in what the president calls a witch hunt. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
In the middle of all the controversy of illegal immigrant prosecutions and families being separated, a rescue at the border.
The Border Patrol says agents rescued 57 Central American immigrants near the Arizona-Mexico border after they were abandoned by their smugglers in the middle of the desert, among them a toddler, over a dozen youths, and an underage pregnant girl. She, along with several of the others, were in distress from dealing with temperatures that reached 108 degrees and were taken to a hospital. The Border Patrol says many of the 36 minors in the group were unaccompanied. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A mom has been arrested in Georgia a week after her baby was found dead in a hot car outside a motel room in Kingsland on a 90-degree day. She's charged with involuntary manslaughter and child cruelty. There's death row controversy in Texas about a not-so-holy Bible. That's the last name of a convicted killer who only has about 10 hours left to live.
Attorneys for 66-year-old Danny Bible appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop tonight's scheduled lethal injection, not because he's innocent, but because they say he's too frail, claiming multiple health issues will make it hard for executioners to find a suitable vein to inject the drugs. They've suggested instead that Bible be rolled in his wheelchair in front of a firing squad or given nitrogen gas. Neither of those execution methods is legal in Texas. Bible was convicted of raping and fatally stabbing a 20-year-old Houston woman back in 1979. The Fifth Circuit Appeals Court has already refused to stop the execution. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Drama at Atlanta's airport yesterday. A shirtless man scaled a fence and then ran onto an active taxiway and jumped onto the wing of a Delta flight that had just landed and was pounding on the windows. Police stopped him. He's charged with criminal trespassing and public indecency. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscalco with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man and a woman from Villa Grove are accused of burglarizing the home of the woman's parents. The News Gazette says 23-year-old Stacy York and 33-year-old Nicholas Gaston were arrested on Saturday. They're accused of taking cash, coins, a gun, and jewelry with a total value of $10,000 from the home in Urbana. There was no forced entry into the home. Some of the stolen property was recovered on Sunday in a search of a home in Villa Grove. A tornado touched down in Champaign County. WCIA says the National Weather Service has confirmed damage 4.2 miles east, southeast of Rantoul, and 1.5 miles west, northwest of Gifford. Most of the damage was done to outbuildings and trees. The damage appears to be concentrated in an area in rural eastern Rantoul. No injuries have been reported. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscalco.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Got some clouds, kind of breezy today. We've got the humidity coming in, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, but partly cloudy and a low 66 by tonight. 87 the high tomorrow with more sunshine, down to around 72 with partly cloudy conditions. Friday and Saturday look on the hot side, up to 92. Heat indices could get into the triple digits with the humidity factored in. Right now, the temperatures at 68. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, okay, so nationally, a young socialist ousts a 10-term Democratic congressman from New York. A shocker. This guy, Joe Crowley, was rumored to kind of maybe be the next speaker to replace Nancy Pelosi. A 28-year-old socialist dominated the old white guy. Anyway, but that's interesting. And I think Democrats going to have to figure this out. Are you going to go really, really left, or are you going to let them start their own, which would fragment some of the Democrats? Because you start running socialist candidates, it's not going to work very well for you. They're too far left.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find somebody from a Democrat that's a little more toward the middle. So interesting. That's a pretty big development overnight. Mitt Romney won his, so he's in position to be senator from Utah. He won his primary. And the governor of South Carolina, the Republican that Donald Trump campaigned for just a few nights ago, did end up winning.
Okay.
So there's that. All right. Well, we got a conversation going last hour about Bruce Rauner's comments about Champaign-Urbana kind of dissing us. Suggesting that University of Illinois is just doesn't have the transportation, the infrastructure to keep communities or to keep companies bigger than six people because we're just so darn small. And if we could only move to Rockford and Chicago, then we're talking infrastructure. So it's wrangled some of us.
Here's a naysayer texting in to 359-2255 saying it wouldn't bother me if they moved the U of I to Chicago.
No, see, that'd bother me a lot because your home would be worth about $12. You think Danville is depressed? We'd be way worse. Worse.
Yeah.
You take the University of Illinois out of Urbana-Champaign? First of all, I've said this. We need some new people in Springfield. Erica Harrell's running for attorney general. This is a good litmus test for the state because if Erica Harrell does not win this race, it is seriously time to think about moving. Because if you don't hire Erica Harrell, one of the greatest human beings ever, then you're messed up. Well, it's a kind of a test. We'll see how the state reacts because if you don't hire Erica Harrell to be attorney general, highest integrity, unbelievable resume, and she's trying to get into this mess? Good for her. I mean, I don't know. I don't think Erica can be governor and attorney general at the same time. I don't think the Illinois Constitution allows that. Well, that's what I do. I just say, hey, Erica, could you kind of do the governor thing too? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll let you hire another staff. Just have you be governor and attorney general. Then I'm in. Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend, legal scholar, Wendy Patrick. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
It is 8:10 live.
Great introduction.
Yeah. 8:10 live in San Diego. Could 4th of July fireworks get you in trouble?
In a word, Stevie, yes. And one of the things you can do to avoid that is do your research on the front end. You know, the 4th of July sneaks up on us every year. It's a great holiday. We love it. It's good food, good fun with friends. But sometimes it can end up in us getting in trouble if we don't know the laws in our jurisdictions. And, Stevie, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a world where there was no Google. And in order to determine whether we could light off fireworks in our cul-de-sac, we pretty much depended on whether or not the local grocery store was selling them that year.
Yeah,
that's how
right.
we knew. Nowadays, it's just too easy to find out whether it's legal in your city. Because I know so many people that don't understand city lines. It's legal in one city, not in the next. They buy them down the street and boldly set them off in front of their house only to have the cops show up and advise them with a big fat ticket that it was outlawed in their jurisdiction as of the first of the year. So look at all that in advance. And when in doubt, leave it to the professionals. There are wonderful fireworks displays coming to a location near you that might actually be a lot less trouble than doing it yourself.
Well, obviously, everybody does their own little backyard thing, and you can buy fireworks. They have a little tent set up. But I don't believe we can do that in Illinois. And so not to mention getting hurt yourself, but if said firework lands on a roof and starts fire at somebody else's home, I believe you're going to be liable for that.
You certainly could be, and that's one of the other things we worry about, is if you are going to do your own home display, as many people love to do, I always say protect yourself, your space, and your senses first. Okay, you got your goggles, you got your kid and pet-free zone, your water nearby, maybe you save your booze till after you're done setting off your fireworks. But then you're right in that you also have to make sure you don't damage the property of another, because then you're looking at, were you negligent? Was it foreseeable? Was it a reckless display? You know, there's all sorts of things to worry about. If you do choose to have your own home showing, just make sure you take all those precautions on the front end so that you don't end up liable for damage caused either to yourself or to somebody else.
How do people find you, Wendy? Wendy Patrick, how do they find you?
WendyPatrickPhD.com is the easiest way. It's always a pleasure to talk about some of this. I mean, the 4th of July is a great holiday. Let's just keep it safe.
Are you a doctor?
PhD is in actually theology. I'm a prosecutor as a profession for my career.
But you have
so
a PhD?
I make sure to keep up with the law.
But you have a PhD?
Yeah, I have a PhD in theology. My topic actually was the psychology of attraction.
Wow.
So it was kind of an interesting topic.
I should be calling you Dr. Patrick
right.
for crying out loud. Come on, man. You earned it. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Always a pleasure from San Diego today. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
813 ESPN 93.5.
Impressive.
My good friend Kevin Appleby.
Speaking of impressive.
Yeah. Flooring Surfaces, Willow Pond. Guru in entrepreneurship wants mm-hmm. to teach a class.
I'm not sure about that.
What do you got going on, man? Nice
hey,
to see you.
We have a big summer sales event this weekend at Flooring Surfaces.
Yeah?
That's right. You need to get by. We've got a lot of great specials going on.
What you got?
Oh.
I like deals.
We've got carpet and pad for $1.09 a square foot.
What?
How about that?
What?
How about that?
You said $1.09, but that doesn't include the pad.
That includes
Come
pad.
On, Kevin.
Wow.
Carpet and pad for $1.09.
What are you doing, man?
Hey, we've got products to move.
Yeah, but
we need
$1.09 with the pad?
There you go. How,
I mean, this is...
Hey, we've got some closeout porcelain
you,
tile.
You don't carry bad products, though.
No, we don't.
So this is a good product.
It's a good product.
$1.09?
There you go. If you need some apartments done, come in and see us.
Porcelain tile, what was that deal?
45 cents a
what?
Square foot.
Okay.
We've got some closeout
wow.
tile now. We need to move.
Will you put
and
it in
we
for
put
me?
It, sure we will, if you'd like us to. But we'd like you to just pick it up and take it away. We're trying to clean the warehouse out this
okay.
weekend.
Can you teach me how to lay stuff down there, Kevin?
Sure.
Could you train me? Because I could be a hardworking man.
There you go. We have all of our people are experts.
You got good people. They put carpet in my house. Your boys are good now.
Yep, same for me.
Yeah,
we do.
You
know how to stretch it. If you don't stretch it, it'll stink in about 4 years.
That's right.
You got to stretch the carpet. Kevin's guys know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to properly stretch it. Power stretching is important in carpet.
Power stretching, kind of like power.
Not a lot of people do that. You know, they'll just run in and take their little knee bumpers. Everybody's seen them do that. Uh-huh. But if they're not bringing the big poles in, you know. Tell them you want it stretched.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's quality. Forget the carpet. It's about installation. I'm telling you, I've learned that. And you boys, they did a great job at my home. Okay, so where do I go? What do I do?
401 East Mercury.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Champaign, Illinois. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Big summer savings event. We also have interest-free financing for 18 months.
What the heck's wrong with this? There's a catch somewhere in there, isn't there?
Well, there is. But, hey, we need to move it. We want to move the product.
45 cents.
There you go.
For the porcelain tile.
Yeah. There you go.
Can I put that in the basement?
Sure you could.
$1.09
It'd be a great product for the basement.
So there you go. Hold on just a second. 45 cents.
That's right. You do the math on that.
I'm going to. So what if it's like 1,500 square feet times 0.45? $675?
That's for the tile.
Wow.
And so you'll put it in for me because I'm a friend?
Is that- sure. We'll work with you, Stevie.
All right.
So I know with Willow Pond, sometimes you guys have outdoor parties and things
sure
like
we
that
do.
Around this time of year.
Yes.
Is there something on the horizon? I'm sorry we didn't work this out ahead of time.
That's okay. No, right now we do not have something scheduled
okay.
there.
You always
okay.
have
something. We do have things coming up.
Okay.
We have a lot of things on the schedule, but nothing for
Willow,
entertainment.
Willow Pond's got it going on. You've done a lot of work up there. It's
yeah.
a beautiful golf course. Congratulations.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've turned that around, and the guys have done a great job. The superintendent, a guy named Jamie Howard, has resurrected that course, and I'll tell you what, it's in beautiful shape. If you want to see good greens and you like putting on good greens, go to Willow Pond.
I've been there. It's awesome. I mean, you really, it's night and day.
Yeah, it is. It's really come a long way, and we're busy. So call for a tea time. Call Tom Wilkes at the pro shop. He's a great guy. Everybody loves Tom. Give him a buzz, set a tea time, and be playing some golf.
So is porcelain tile slippery in the basement, Kevin?
Well, you know, all porcelain tile is set up with it's what's called coefficient of friction. I can't speak very well.
Wow.
But
it's a big word.
So what that does is it has to meet a minimum slip resistance to be sold as tile for use on the floor.
Okay.
So no manufacturer is going to put something out that's slippery.
Gotcha.
Obviously, when anything is wet, it's going to be more slippery than when it's dry.
All right, you can't beat it. Flooring surfaces, get up there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
$1.09 with the pad.
That's right. 401 East Mercury, just north of Marketplace Mall, just east, out by FedEx.
All right. Be fun to come out.
See us.
You going to be around?
I'll be around.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say I know Kevin.
There you go.
He's my friend.
Do some name dropping,
come on,
Stevie.
Baby.
Not sure that will get you anywhere.
Hey,
you
buddy.
Can try.
Nice to see you.
Nice seeing you.
Kevin
Thank
Appleby,
you.
Great community guy, ESPN 93.5.
This 4th of July, head out to Lake of the Woods in Mahomet for Freedom Fest 2018. Spend the day enjoying the preserve, rent a paddle boat, and tour the lake. Go to the Museum of the Grand Prairie, play golf, tour the botanical gardens, have a cookout, climb the tower, or go fishing. Freedom Fest 2018 will have music in motion starting at 3 p.m. and at 9 p.m., they'll light up the lake with fireworks. Pay only $2 at the gate. Kids 5 and under are free. And don't miss Freedom Fest 2018 on July 4th at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. Military with ID. Get in free.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
ESPN 93.5. Let's check your weather forecast.
I'd love to visit a month.
All right, weather forecast now. Diane, what do you got?
Okay, clouds today, at least this morning, and a chance for scattered showers. Today's high 83, partly cloudy by tonight, and a low 66. 87 with sunshine tomorrow, down to around 72. Warm for Friday and Saturday for Tolono Fun Day. All that humidity, yeah, bring it. Right now, the temperature's at 68. ESPN 93.5.
I can talk Mile at the Pines here for a moment. Coming up next, we like doing that on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. It is Wednesday morning, the 27th of June. Glad you're listening. I'm Stevie J. You can always text in 359-2255. Anything we say, you want to comment, love to hear from you. 359-2255. 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox Business Network. New orders for expensive manufactured items declined in May. Orders for durable goods dropped 0.6% last month. Demand was weaker for transportation equipment, including autos and parts. ConAgra, the company that makes Hunt's Foods, is buying Pinnacle Foods, the parent company of Duncan Hines and Birdseye. ConAgra has been updating its brands, adding kale and quinoa to its healthy choice. It's a $10.9 billion deal. ConAgra will pay cash in stock. Futures backed off the lows of the morning after the Trump administration decided to drop alternative approaches to restrict Chinese investment in the U.S. Instead, the administration will rely on existing laws being updated by Congress. The Dow was up 30 yesterday. NASDAQ added 29. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, ESPN 93.5, happy to talk Milo DePines. Mike Lindemann, one of the community's great guys whose body and soul is the store when you want to go running and figure all that out. Mike's a longtime runner. Also coach Parkland women's basketball, one of the great community college programs in the nation. Mike, nice to see you.
Good morning.
And Jeremy Henricks, doctor, nice to see you.
Good morning.
Nice to have both of you in the studio.
Thank you.
Okay. Mile at the Pines, why is Carl involved?
Well, Carl's interested in anything that's going to impact community health. And, you know, obesity is one of those things that is a struggle for the U.S., and getting into running and regular exercise has proven to reduce that exposure and reduce the risk of chronic disease related to that, too. So if we can get people exercising every day, even if it's just walking or a combination of running and jogging, get them moving.
Yeah.
Right.
Mike, how many years have you said, I'm going to go running today? I mean, a long time.
Since about 11.
Okay. So you've been a runner all that time?
Yes.
And that's why you look so good.
Well, heck yeah. No,
thank you.
And Jeremy, how long have you been a runner?
About 20 years.
Wow.
And how far? You go distances? You go...
I do usually a marathon a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what kind of number? 3-something?
3-something.
That's
yeah.
really, that's not, that's
it depends
really,
on the day.
That's a long run, and that's impressive. Yeah. And so what about the mile run? What's your take on the kind of the new wave in running or these mile races?
I think it's great because anybody can do it. A marathon or half marathon can be a little overwhelming. And to say, okay, I can do a mile. You know, I can run it, I can jog it, I can walk it. Very doable. So.
And Mike, I mean, you're still working on the mile run. I mean, you in your day it was 4-something your best, right?
Oh yeah, that's in my day, a long day.
Have you ever worked at the mile, Jeremy?
I haven't worked at the mile. No.
I just wondered, but we have a quote race for walkers.
Yes.
And people that just want to participate. So there are 9 categories, right?
Yeah, we have 9 categories. And the nice thing is you don't have to try to jump into, you know, if you want to get started and you don't have to jump into a 5K run right away. Just mm-hmm. come out and, you know, a mile. You got, you know, that time of the year, the wind's going to be behind you and it's downhill the last half mile. So it's a lot of fun.
And there's a lot of energy at these events, too. I think it's just enjoyable to be out and, you know, you get to be around a bunch of people who enjoy being active and exercising, and it's fun.
I think, you know, the mile is like, oh, it's only a mile, but if you actually try and go fast, it's a pretty long way.
Yeah, it's a different mindset for guys that run marathons. It's a totally different feel.
Really, really far, and then the older you get, really far. So it's a great thing. Mileofthepines.com.
That's right. And you're helping out Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation.
And that's it all goes to them. That's the big key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only $20 when you hop on now, mileatthepines.com. In addition to Carl, we have the Atkins Group involved, of course, running the Pines property, Adams Outdoor Advertising, BUC, Lumen Events, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Buffon Salon, Meyer. We're going to be parking over here at Windsor and Philo Road, and we appreciate Reynolds Towing chipping in too. And of course, your body and soul, Mike. That's where you can learn more about it.
Yep.
All right. Dr. Jeremy Hendricks and Mike Lindemann, one more thing, Dr. Hendricks. Imagine a world where we were all at our ideal weight. It'd be less medical.
Right. It would be for sure. I think if we can get people more active and exercising every day, reduce their risk for chronic disease, less diabetes, less heart disease, I mean, that's huge.
And you work a little with concussions, is that correct?
Yes.
What do you think about a fifth grader in tackle football?
I think it's probably not a great idea. I think there's better ways to do it. You know, there used to be a lot of flag football mm-hmm. leagues in that age, and they're actually talking about going back to that, reducing that impact.
You know,
they've
got a
groups.
Whole new major league where you win $100,000 in flag football. Michael Vick's on one team. That's a pretty high-level flag football.
Right.
But, again, it wouldn't be leading with your head.
Right.
And hasn't it been because of the amazing physical specimens in the last decade or two, the training 365,
the
faster, bigger, stronger, the physics of
it's a collision sport.
It's gotten really dangerous because of the speed, right?
If you've ever been on the field at a college football game and definitely at a professional football game, it really is like a car accident.
Have you been down there in NFL? Because it's different in college, right?
Yes, right.
I mean, I've never been down, but I heard it's just like nuts.
Just unbelievable athletes, and it's...
How could it not affect them?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't last 5 seconds out there. It would be.
Well, it's you're gonna stay busy with that subject for years.
Right.
The concussions. All right. Great seeing you. Thank you
Thank
for coming
you.
In.
Yeah.
Dr. Jeremy Hendricks, Mike Lindemann. People can sign up how for mileatthepines.com.
Mile at the pines.
Can they come to Body and Soul?
They can come to Body and Soul. We can sign you up right then and there.
I do need some shoes.
It'll be a fun event. It starts at 6. First wave goes at 6.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, I have suggested the 10th category, but no traction. You have to have a last name with 12 letters, and you used to have an afro.
No, although Jeremy, we were talking about a couch-to-couch race, so put a couch at one end and a couch at the other end for those people that want to do that are couchers.
Yeah.
They can run from one couch to the other, but it's a mile.
Right.
5,280 feet.
You'd have to have a couple of couches in between, maybe.
Exactly.
With a remote.
There you go.
Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Dr. Jeremy Hendricks from Carl.
Helping out Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation, mileatthepines.com.
Mike Lindemann, Body and Soul Sports. Go buy your shoes and get your running going.
And thanks again, Anna Shawpaw, hopping on. She's with State Farm Insurance here at the Pines, 239-4282 for a quote.
All right, 829, your news next.
Hey, Cardinals fans, make your way to Busch Stadium the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. That weekend, the Cardinals host the Cincinnati Reds, and it's loaded with great giveaways for both the adults and the kids. On Friday, July 13th, it's the Cardinals Cowboy Hat Giveaway. Saturday, July 14th, celebrate Adam Wainwright's 2017 Silver Slugger Award with a unique Wainwright bobblehead that highlights that award. On Sunday, July 15th, adults will take home the baseball tote bag, and the kids receive their very own Fred Bird Kids hooded towel. That's the weekend of July 13th, 14th, and 15th. The giveaways are a Cardinals cowboy hat, the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, the Cardinals tote bag that highlights baseball stitches, and the Fred Bird Kids hooded towel. It's all coming up, so get to St. Louis to see the Cardinals face the Reds. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one, Cardinals baseball.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Let's face it. You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, House Republicans should pass the strong but fair immigration bill in their afternoon vote today, but it's not clear it has enough Republican support to pass. Steve Scalise from Louisiana tells Fox.
This bill is even stronger than the last bill at building the wall, front-loading the money so that President Trump can have the money he needs to build the wall, close loopholes, reunite families. It does all of those things.
New York Congressman Joe Crowley is losing his job, the first incumbent Democrat to lose a primary this year. The winner, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is 28 years old. It's her first campaign, and now she's set to become the youngest woman ever elected to Congress running as a self-described socialist. Crowley tells supporters,
I know it's not the outcome we wanted, but the people in the 14th District in this Democratic primary have spoken.
He's the fourth-ranking Democrat in the House elected 20 years ago. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A tornado touched down in Champaign County. WCIA says the National Weather Service has confirmed damage 4.2 miles east-southeast of Rantoul and 1.5 miles west-northwest of Gifford. Most of the damage was done to outbuildings and trees. Police are investigating a robbery at Marco's Pizza in southeast Urbana. The News Gazette says a bald black man went into the restaurant Monday night, said he had a gun, and demanded cash. The employee handed over $200. A new scam to be aware of. This is actually a new twist on an old scam. It's called smishing. It aims at Facebook users. WNEP says the scammer uses a Target gift card offer to fool Facebook users. Initially, it looks like your Facebook friend is letting you know about a great deal. You'll be asked to text the word Target to a specified number to get a free gift card. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Let's face it. You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton, the softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code RELAX. That's $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code RELAX. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code RELAX.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
If you're
looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little overcast now. Temperatures at 70, up to 83, down to 66. We start to turn up the heat a little bit. Tomorrow's high at 89, down to 72. 92 on Friday and Saturday, where the humidity is a factor. The heat indices could rise into the triple digits. Again, 70, ESPN 93.5.
All right, the Trump travel ban upheld by the Supreme Court. I haven't had a chance to really say much about it. And, of course, detractors are calling it a Muslim ban. If it was a Muslim ban, you wouldn't have thrown North Korea in there. But that's the argument. I think it's a where do you come from and who are you ban. Are you going to trust the government of Somalia to tell us a little bit about who's coming into your country? And I use this all the time because I think it's easy to relate to. If you took the door off of your home, would you allow anybody in, or would you question who they are? You'd want to know a little bit about them before you invited them into your home. Why is that different? We ought to know something about the people. And in Syria, where things are a mess, in Libya, where things are a mess, you don't know who these folks are. It has nothing to do with who they are. It's who are you? What is your background? You don't have any background information. So if it was a Muslim ban, as detractors say this is, you wouldn't have included North Korea because there's not a Muslim population there. Anyway, it's simply, again, take the door off of your front of your home, take the front door off, and would you allow anybody in, or would you question them saying, who are you? Give me a little bit about who you are before I let you in, because of safety.
That's right.
Same thing. Evan Brown, Ace Fox News reporter. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
I think what's shocking to me about Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the Red Hen story is, why would she go into a dump like that and eat? Anybody asking that question? I mean, the thing looks so awful.
I don't think anyone's asked her. Yeah, I don't think anyone's asked her that question. But look, everybody's got their place they like to go eat. They just like the food. You know, it may be a dive, but there's something about it that you like to go to. But anyhow, I don't think Sarah Sanders is going back anytime soon.
Well, if she does, she'll have Secret Service. That was announced, whether she's going to get Secret Service protection.
Yeah, that's the first time a press secretary has gotten Secret Service protection, but there's obviously concern for her safety.
Well, and it's probably the first time a press secretary has been kicked out of a restaurant because she's complicit with an evil man or something. So that's what they're...
Right.
Well, that's apparently why she was kicked out, is because she works for Donald Trump. This caused a bit of a backstorm for the backfire or storm, or I don't know what the analogy is, but for the restaurant. And it's kind of spilled over to another restaurant, also has the name Red Hen. It's in D.C. proper, but it's got nothing to do with the Lexington restaurant. They're not, corporately owned or a franchise or anything like that. And people have been leaving like all these nasty comments on the social media for the wrong restaurant, and the D.C. restaurant keeps going, this isn't us, we've got nothing to do with this,
right,
we didn't kick her out, we wouldn't kick her out, that kind of thing. So today will be the first day I think that the restaurant is open since they closed for the weekend when this whole thing began.
Okay, finally, before I let you go, would we not want to be somewhere in the corner of the room with the whole Peter Strzok testimony thing today? Man.
I would like to hear
that testimony. I would like to hear how you defend some of the texts that those guys are sending. And that's happening today behind closed doors. You'll be on it, I'm sure, Evan.
Maybe. I'll check with the editor later.
Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure from Miami. Thank you.
Take care.
Eben Brown. Yeah, Peter Strzok, who said, no, he won't win. We'll stop it. And people are saying, well, why isn't this a public? Well, Jim Jordan, who's been rumored to be the next Speaker of the House if the Republicans hold the House, he says when you're behind closed doors, you have no time limit. So you can ask away and really drill down, and what he says will be very interesting on how you defend it. And they're showing him walking in, smug smile. It'll be fascinating how you defend such bias, which is what it was. Anyway, that's kind of a big story. And then the whole Sarah Huckabee Sanders and this whole get in their face and confront. What are we to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not right if you're going after people that work for an administration.
Well, there's people that are paid to go follow these people and stir up a ruckus.
It is just not what you can disagree. But you're really going to get in their face and scream and spit because you're screaming so loudly face to face with the Attorney General of Florida, Pam Biondi, which is what happened. Some very large men where she felt very threatened. And that's okay.
That's a shame.
It's not okay. It is flat out wrong. And if you don't say it's wrong, then I believe you're just wrong yourself. That's what it's getting down to. And won't this lead to violence? Won't this lead to potential injuries? Keep in mind that people that hear words like, tell them they're not welcome anywhere, anytime, which is what Maxine Waters said,
mm-hmm.
they're not mentally stable. And so they're going to take things into their own hands because a congresswoman who's been around a long time has told them to do that. Don't let them get away with it. Well, what does that mean? You had a whacked out, whacked man shoot guys that were playing baseball a year ago.
Right.
He was totally distorted. Bernie Sanders' follower. And but he was mentally ill. But that's who, when you say words, everybody hears them. And so they'll just blame Donald Trump because he started it or something. That's kind of what they, and frankly, Donald Trump could dial it back. It won't change anything. But he could, a little bit, dial down just a little.
Mm-hmm.
It won't matter because these screamers are screamers, and they're just, it is unbelievable how things have disintegrated into that. If you can't go in, no matter who you are, and sit down with your family without getting screamed at and chased out, we have gone over the edge. It is absolutely wrong. 8:42, Cardinals win, Cubs win. Details next.
Previously on Paying Carp.
Francis Okoro's not coming to Illinois. What really drives me nuts is that how does he not look at this team right now and understand that from day one that he is the starting big man for Illinois for as long as he wants to play? I mean, he would be your starting center, and yet he decided to go to Oregon. And I'm not mad at the kid. It just stinks for Illinois because that is the exact position of need.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
Are you nervous about playing in sports? HMD Academy of Taekwondo will help you develop your motor skills and help your flexibility, strength, and your cardiovascular system. Join HMD Academy of Taekwondo, Savoy, Muhammad, St. Joseph, Monticello, or Gibson City. This summer, you can get a 50% discount on a uniform and enjoy free training for 1 month. During your month of free training, let Grandmaster Hyung and his instructors show you how to change your physical well-being while improving yourself mentally. Call 352-3939 or go to HMDAcademy.com. Yeah, Master Hyung's a great guy. And Hapkido also is what they teach there.
That's right.
Along with Taekwondo.
Pretty cool.
Hapkido. All right.
We did get a text in about Maxine Waters celebrating when a trucker got pulled out of his semi in L.A.
I'm telling you what.
Celebrating?
I don't know about that. When did that happen?
I don't know. But
well, I remember Rodney King. They were pulling people out of their. That's a long time ago. Maxine Waters might have been in Congress then. I don't know.
I mean, she's 89.
No, she's 79.
Oh.
I checked on that because that was unbelievable, and she's 79.
Okay.
Still along in years.
Right, sure.
But when you said 89, I said, what? 79. But that's old. I mean, getting along.
I got to get my eyes checked. It is 79. So sorry.
But you can't tell people to essentially confront them. That is over the top. You don't want that. You're going to have injuries and killings and deaths and stuff. So everybody needs to kind of dial things down and be able to have the dialogue. You know, and it, when you go to the Senate or the House, they, my distinguished colleague, they use language like that because that is, you're trying to keep calm. In 1856, somebody was almost caned to death on the floor over slavery. And you don't want that. You want to discuss things. You want to try and be as civil as possible, even though it's very emotional. So for the resist movement, getting violent is the wrong thing to do because the other side will get violent too. You don't want that. You got to keep the talk. You got to keep the dialogue. You can protest, but you can't do what they're doing. Screaming at families and kids, going to the homes. How wrong is that? Here we go. Sports headlines, 8:45, ESPN 93.5.
Matt Carpenter had a big bat, so did Jose Martinez with a three-run blast at 7:15 tonight on ESPN 93.5. You've got the Cardinals and Cleveland Indians again. 11-2 was the final with St. Louis on top, and here is your Redbird recap.
Well, have a good night, Mr. Matt Carpenter.
How about it? 5 for 5, 2 home runs, a double, 2 singles, 3 RBIs, and Mikey scored 5 runs. He set the pace as the Cardinals outhit the Indians 13-6, and the Cardinals beat 2-time Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber and the Indians, a final of 11-2, as Kluber lasted an inning and 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 6 hits, and he allowed 2 home runs as Colton Wong also hit a home run, a 3-run homer for Jose Martinez in a 5-run second inning, and what a night. Now the Cardinals go for a sweep, and they'll be going for their 5th straight win tonight.
They go for the sweep on the air at 6:20 as Mr. Flaherty will try to pick up the victory, and the Cardinals will sweep the Cleveland Indians.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin.
There's yodeling in my sports game.
There's yodeling. Good stuff.
Cubs over L.A. 9-4 yesterday. They've got a game 9-10 start on U.S. 105.9, 2.5 in front of the Brewers.
Yeah, and Javi Baez, the game winners, 2 home runs.
Behind the Brewers.
Right, they're behind the Brewers, but Javi Baez, the big game for the Cubbies. And Matt Carpenter, I mean, you look it up, it is really hard for a professional baseball player to get 5 hits in a night. It just doesn't happen. Handful of times a year. And Matt Carpenter did it for the Cardinals. By the way, his average is over 250. He was at 180. He is going, man. He is really going. Colton Wong heating up as well. He had a home run last night.
And Chris Bryant on the 10-day DL.
Yeah, but that's retroactive to the 23rd. It's already the 26th in a week. Hopefully he'll get back.
All right. Chicago White Sox over Minnesota. That final 8-4. They've got a game on Chicago South Side at 7:10. College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Arkansas beat Oregon State 4-1. They had 1 rain delay. Best of 3 series for that one. So the first one's out of the gate. Argentina over Nigeria in World Cup soccer action. 2-1 was the final. 2-1 with Croatia over Iceland. Today, Mexico and Sweden. South Korea and Germany. Switzerland and Costa Rica. Serbia and Brazil. 3-star forward Anthony Higgs from Maryland. He was signed to Ole Miss. They had a coaching change. He was able to be released. And now he's coming to our Illini, where the basketball program is into their strength and summer workouts. They're in full swing right now.
Besides Trent Frazier and Kipper Nichols, this is, I think, a brand new team.
Pretty much.
I mean, do they sell programs anymore? You'd buy one next year. You have no idea who's that.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's a complete change, and hopefully everybody's on the page. And we'll play the Brent Underwood style and with that intensity and do all the things Coach Underwood wants his team to do. And if there's a bunch of defections after this next season, I think we're all going to worry. Hopefully now everybody kind of is on his page and he's got his guys. But I can't imagine us being wildly successful in year one because we have no inside game with any experience. So it's going to be a bit of a, I think it'll be fun, up and down, shooting a three, playing crazy defense. I mean, that's fun. But, boy, I mean, we're going to be real young inside. So, that's all right. It's a rebuild. So, we'll see. Check your sports. Coming up.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. We've heard the expression, good guys finish last. Many times we believe it. Well, do they finish last? It all depends how you define finishing. We know many people who have a degree, have a job, have money, and seem to have it all made, yet they're not happy nor satisfied. A major part of winning is how we finish. The ways and tactics we use in order to win will to a large degree affect our happiness, contentment, and satisfaction. Mistreating and deceiving people on the way to success will yield a life full of void and emptiness. On the other hand, the keys to longer-lasting happiness lie in giving, not just taking, in helping others and bringing people along with us, in being altruistic and leaving the world a better place. Choose to use good tactics to win in life, for what good is it for a man to win the whole world yet forfeit his own soul? I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. See more at HabibHabib.com.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Overcast now. There is a slight chance for scattered showers. Today's high 83, 66 are low with partly cloudy conditions tonight. Don't forget, Neighborhood Nights comes your way 6:30 to 8 on Wednesdays with the Urbana Park District. Rekha Stowe is on stage at Lohman Park. I'll be introducing him with some prizes in my pocket.
All right.
Just approach me, talk about radio. High fives all around.
People listen to us.
Yes,
hear
they
comments
do.
About the shows.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I love it. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 88, low 72, 92 for Friday and Saturday. That's when Tolono Fun Day comes your way in my hometown. Should be a great time, but again, we'll need to get plenty of fluids with the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the temperature's at 72. ESPN 93.5.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Proverbs 19:17 says, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." Give to a local charity today. Preserve your treasure in heaven and not on earth. God will bless you with eternal rewards you cannot measure. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
You pay for parking, forget the spare change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of 4 select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of 4 Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Yeah, I said it. Many times the heart, nothing has really changed in the heart of man except the weapons and technology. I mean, we've been killing each other forever, but now we have things to do it all at once.
Right. Ben in Urbana made that kind of, you know, comment in his text to 359-2255 and, you know, comments bringing up Maxine and referencing what happened in the L.A. riots.
Yeah, we should never want violence,
right.
Period. Okay, thank you, Jim Hampton, from Hamilton Tapman's Towing yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to teach me how to tow a vehicle, and I would be called the other side of the intern apprentice thing, way younger than that, But he thought he could get me trained up in a week, which would make me very nervous, because I'd be worried that it'd fall back and off the thing.
Right. So. Well, you knew it was. No, that's not a hooky thing.
No, it's not a hooky thing in the bumper.
Under the bumper.
I learned a lot about
the
technology.
Or the door handle.
Boy, they had it on. Jim knew exactly what to do. It was very impressive company. Tapman's Towing, very impressive.
And it doesn't matter the size. Yeah. Like I was saying, I was there, and they hauled a bus around.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the food truck guy with a 26-foot vehicle.
Those guys know what they're doing, and I learned a little about drive shafts and stuff.
Well, and they do roadside assistance so well.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
328-2424.
Yeah, man's towing. He's good, and he's just a good guy, too. Okay, what's today? Wednesday.
Yes,
we'll
the 27th.
Be back on Thursday, and try this again.
Okay.
Cubs late again?
Yes, 9:10 start.
Keeping everybody up late. That's ESPN 93.5 for the Cardinals and Cleveland, and then US 105.9 for the Cubs.
Right.
Corey Kluber, one of the greatest pitchers in baseball, didn't make two innings last night against the Cardinals. I couldn't believe it. Huh. That's the shortest outing of his life.
Wonder what was going on there.
MLB career, that's the shortest outing. The Cardinals got to him early. Amazing. Maybe the Cardinals really get it going.
Okay.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Jeremy Warner Show next. Have a great Wednesday.
The Cardinals host the Reds July 13th through the 15th, and there are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, it's the Cardinals cowboy hat presented by Brown and Crouppen. And Saturday, it's the Adam Wainwright bobblehead, courtesy of SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Sunday is all about the family, when kids take home a hooded Cardinals towel presented by the Pasta House. And adults will receive a unique baseball tote. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. Country Arbors is your home of locally grown annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. And now all annuals are 50% off. Yes, all baskets, flats, and pots are 50% off. Petunias, zinnias, begonias, and coleus, all 50% off. And these aren't leftover plants. These have been watered every day and consistently fertilized, so there's still tens of thousands of beautiful plants at half the cost. Tropical and foliage plants are all 30% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery. Locally grown annuals and tropicals grown right here in Urbana, but now at half the cost. You can visit countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Let's face it, you're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, and I'm going to help you finally get what you really deserve, a great night's sleep with a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton, the softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. They're twice the quality at half the price. Join hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, who sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. And make sure to check out our award-winning blankets, towels, and pillows, too. We guarantee you'll sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. So we let you try them in your home, risk-free for a month. Plus, if you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code RELAX. That's $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code RELAX. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code RELAX.
Introducing the Carpal Tunnel Center, Champaign County's first office-based hand surgery center. Between your job, the kids, activities, running a household, you don't even have time to address the numbness and pain in your hands. But left untreated, you're risking permanent damage. Do something about it. Contact a wonderful doctor, Dr. Sean Love, for compassionate care. She believes in a better way, a small office. Let her give you relief, what you're looking for. Visit thecarpaltunnelcenter.com or call for an appointment at 239-9600.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local, small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us. They're the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You have done it. You are here. Are you surprised, Elma, how much you like the job? When you say, okay, I got a job, I'm going to be, I mean, but now you really like it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I mean, certain calls. Even if it's not maybe for us, because we definitely help Champaign and Urbana a lot, when they get drunk calls, it's surprising because a lot of people are like, oh no, you know, armed subject or something like that. They'll be like, okay, we're going to go the other way. But for us, it's like, okay, we got
to
go that way.
You run to the danger.
Yeah,
you run to the danger.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website.